the book Hebrews, part 199, van Professor Hannes Redinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you maybe require the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, which I have a couple of copies ready in South Africa, you can just contact me at my WhatsApp number, +27 international code 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. As you can see on my right hand on the top here. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you're so very welcome. I urge you to go to part 1, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also necessary to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we're busy with. Please send this link to your friends and family or share it with them. Everybody that is special to you, make sure that you have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a privilege. What a privilege for us just to participate in this study every morning. Hebrews 10 verse 11. I'm just going to read our scripture. Hebrews 10 verse 11. So you can follow it in the next New Testamental scripture that I'm going to use. Verse 11 says, "And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifice, which can never take away the sins." Hallelujah. Now we looked at 1 Peter yesterday morning. Now we're going to look at Revelation 5 verse 6 and further on. It says in Revelation 5 verse 6. Now this is confirming what we've just read. He says, "And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb, as it had been slain." He doesn't say it's been slain. He says, "as it had been slain." Why can't it show the lamb as slain? Because flesh and blood cannot enter into heaven. Even Yahweh Almighty had to be receiving a glorified body. When the apostles wanted to worship Yahweh after his resurrection, as they wanted to fall in front of him, he says, "Do not fall before me, because I have not been to my Father to be exalted, changed." And beheld, it says in verse 6, Revelation 5, 6, "And I beheld," I is Apostle John, "and lo, in the midst of the throne," that throne I would like a capital H for, "of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders I would have a capital E, because they play an important role in heaven, stood a lamb." And I'm so glad in this morning we know the name of the lamb. It's not just a lamb. It's the lamb. And today we know him by his name. And his name is Yahushua. Hallelujah. His name was and is not Jesus, but Yahushua. Hallelujah. "Stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes." Having seven horns and seven eyes. Now this is all figurative speech. And that's why it is so important to participate in the study that we do, the revelation of the book Revelation. Because there we are looking at every word in the book Revelation. And we are studying every word, taking it apart. "As if they have been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of Yahweh Almighty sent forth into all the earth. Now on this stage, we must understand that the bride of Yahushua is already in heaven. The bride has been Parousia. They've been drawn into heaven into glorified bodies, changed from fleshly into spiritually, earthly into heavenly bodies. So this is not, when it refers to this lamp having seven horns. A horn is what? What does a lamb do with a horn? It defends itself. And it's there for a purpose, to also cause injury. But the horns is there for the nation of Israel. Because at this stage, the gospel of salvation would be teached and preached unto the nation of Israel in the great tribulation. So he sees it with seven horns and seven eyes. They are the seven spirits of Yahweh. Now the spirit is what? It's messengers sent over the earth in the time of the great tribulation. Why? Because the bride is in heaven. It's not for us. Which are the seven spirits of Yahweh sent forth into all the earth. Why? To have the gospel preached unto the one-third, the remnant of the nation of Israel. And he came and took the book, and he, verse 7, that he must surely be a capital H, referring to the Lamb, to Yahushua. He came and took the book out of the right hand of him, that he must surely be a capital H, referring to the Father, Yahweh, the creator of heaven and earth. How can the translators be so disrespectful? Because the Roman Catholic Church played a major role in the book Revelation of actually reviewing the book Revelation. But just remember that the book Revelation was never in the Roman Catholic Church Bible up till the 16th century. They used the 12 fathers. They didn't use the book Revelation. And he, that's Yahushua, came and took the book out of the right hand of him, that him is Yahweh Almighty, the creator of heaven and earth, that sat upon the throne. The throne must be a capital H, the throne of all thrones in heaven. Verse 11, Revelation 5, verse 11. And I, that is Apostle John, beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne of the beast and the elders. Hears what? Hears the voice of many angels. The bride is in heaven. Can they be calculated? No. No. They cannot be calculated. If we read the rest of the scripture, which we are going to do, was Yahushua ever slaughtered for the purpose of having angels saved? No. You see, the misconception exists since we were children, because we were made to believe that we will become angels when we die. It's a church lie. We don't become angels. We become part of the bride of Yahushua, not angels. But you see, that's the dogmatic foundation that was built in the lives of young people and church people and Protestant people. Believing that we became angels. No, we don't become angels. If I read Revelation, when I read Hebrews 1 verse 14, I find that angels are spoken beings. They are there for the purpose of Yahweh. And the swords are bearing with fire. So what do I find? We are not spoken beings. We were made with the hands of Yahweh. When I look at Genesis 2 verse 7 and 8. And he blown into the nostrils of Adam after he formed him from the dust of the earth, the breath of eternal life, and he became an ever living soul. Angels doesn't have eternal living souls. They are mainly messengers. That is what Hebrews 1 verse 14 says. They are messengers. So I just want to ask, what is the importance of the angels here? Angels are mainly messengers. And why will there be thousands upon thousands upon thousands round about the throne? What if I say that this is the bride of Yahushua around the throne? Let's read it with the idea of what I've just said. Thinking about it as the bride of Yahushua, because what's the purpose of having tens of millions of angels there, who were not redeemed by the blood of Yahushua, that does not have eternal life, because Yahushua paid the full price. Let's read. I'm going to read verse 11. And behold, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast, and the elders, and the number of them were 10,000 times 10,000 of thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive the power, and the riches, and the wisdom, and the strength, and the honor, and the glory, and the blessings. Was it for them? No, it wasn't. This scripture gives us an indication that it's not the angel. We must remember the translations that was done by the Catholic Church, Roman Catholic Church. It could have so easily have read the bride of Yahushua. But also was another scripture. It says they were thousands times thousands upon thousands upon thousands. It's like the scripture in Revelation 19 verse 11, where Yahushua is coming on the white horse with the sword. No, the sword is not in his hand, it's in his mouth. The sword of judgment to rebuke the two-thirds of Israel that did not receive him as the Messiah. It's also when he's coming to put his foot on the Mount of Olives, to Parosha, Arpachu, to draw away, or rapture, to rapture, Arpachu, the two-thirds, one-third of Israel, the remnant of Israel, one-third. And then we see a multitude of angels on white horses. What will an angel do on a white horse? An army on white horses, angels on white horses. No! First of all, the white horse is the authority of Yahushua being the King of Kings and the Master of all. That's the white horse. There's no horses in heaven. There's no animals in heaven. It's figurative speech. And then we see this multitude of white horses, not angels. It's not warriors that are coming to make war, also having swords. No. It's a bride that was parousia, drawn away at the end of Revelation 3:22, the end of the age of grace, coming back with Yahushua when he's going to set his foot on Mount Olives to arpachu, or rapture, one third of the nation of Israel. It's got nothing to do with the church or the people going through the great tribulation. This is for one third of Israel, the Jacob's bride. We were the Gentiles' bride, that was Parousia, being drawn away at Revelation, end of Revelation 3:22. Now the second part, which is the Jacob, which is Jacob's bride, that's going to be drawn away on the same way, but it's called the rapture, or the arpachu, for the one third of Israel. So those coming with Yahushua, it's not angels to come and make war, because Yahushua on the cross, when he says, Father, is fulfilled, and thou hast I laid my spirit, he's paid every price, he's won every war. It is done. He's not coming to make no war. What war must he make if he's won everything? What war needs to be won? Why would he need a uncountable army of on white horses? And imagine those on the white horses going to war in white array, which is the deed of the bride of Yahushua. No. Firstly, angel doesn't ride horses, and they don't wear soft lined clothes, which is the deed of the bride of Yahushua. Now I'm going to stop right here, and tomorrow morning, if his Father's will, we are to be continuing in this wonderful scripture, Maranatha, Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.